All right, joined by Brad Tobin, head coach of the Olds Grizzlies, get set for the preseason finale here tonight. So the sixth and final game of the exhibition slate. Just how have you guys managed this to try and be as ready as you can to pick the roster and build for the regular season?
Yeah, getting down to last game here. So obviously five games in that. It's been kind of a telling sign of who can play and who can't in the AJHL. So gonna be some tough decisions tonight. Obviously moving forward to get to our final roster. So myself and the coaching staff, we've been talking quite a bit, just about all the players in that. So this is the last chance for some guys to show well.
You bet. And about how many players do you still have here tonight, and what do you need to get down to before the regular season begins?
Sitting at about 29 players. A couple guys are kind of banged up with injuries and that, so I want to be down to 23, 25 man there. Still have a couple guys that are in WHL camps and that, so we'll kind of know by tomorrow night kind of what their plans are moving forward.
You bet. A couple of new names in the lineup here tonight. Ahmed Asif up front and Tyson Wolford on the back end. What do you expect to see from them as they get their chance?
Ahmed's, plays pretty hard. He's good on the walls and that, good defensively. So I think playing with Hidshima and you will kind of give those guys that F3 a little bit more defensive player on their line to help them out. And then Wilford coming in, he played last night for High River against Mountain View. So I want to give him a look tonight just to see, because we're not sold on our decor yet. So a good opportunity for him to come in and step in.
And up front, Celia Doucette and Patrick, how close to being a regular season line is that for you?
Pretty close. Like, I like the way that they've played the last couple games. They're obviously the line that's kind of being our offensive juggernaut right now. So just for them to kind of get comfortable, get their chemistry going, I think will be big moving forward, just to have one line that we can rely on to produce.
My first look at Connor Johnson in net here. He's played road games so far. What have you seen from him, and where do your goaltenders stand right now?
Very calm in net. He's obviously a bigger body. He had a really good game against Drumheller in Drumheller. So just with the numbers that we've had in goal, like, he hasn't really got another look in that. But we're looking for him to have a really good game tonight, because he showed well in that first one.
Since the last time that we did an interview with you, you have now got some company on the bench in Colton Hayes and Mitch Visser. So just a word on the breakdown of responsibilities and what you guys will be tasked with in each of your specific areas of expertise.
Colton's going to run the back end on the defense and that. He's going to take care of the PK and that. So he's been a really good guy so far, just in terms of practice and that, showing the guys details moving forward. And then Mitch is a little bit of a younger coach in that, so I think he's just kind of taking it all in, seeing kind of how we run things and that. So it's been a good addition for both those guys.
Yeah, and for Mitch, with yourself and Colton, with the coaching experience that you guys have, obviously a great opportunity for him to learn, eh?
Yeah, take it all in that. Like, especially when I was a young coach in that, you take a little bit from everybody that you coach with in that. And, just learn, because obviously, he might be – there might be an opportunity one day for him to be a head coach or move his coaching career forward as well.
Excellent. Thanks very much for doing this, Brad, and best of luck finishing up the preseason tonight.
Perfect. Thank you.